Riders Radio Theater is on the air.
It's the Riders on the radio. The barn park is saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. Yodelay, yodelay, yay. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. And now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon. Oh, oh, oh.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airwaves once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. Too Slim, the man of many hats, Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, and Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon. Oh, oh, oh. Every buckaret and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes. What a warm and wonderful greeting to Riders Radio Theater once again. Welcome to Riders Radio Theater. And before we go any further in this 1,837th performance of our career, I'd like to take just a moment to introduce Riders in the Sky to you. Over here to my left, that's your right, as you look into your radio this afternoon, stands the young gentleman who plays the string bass in our ranch. Yeah. He sings the melody in our trio, and he rides Dragon the Roundup. Ladies and gentlemen, he's Too Slim.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Ranger Doug. Thanks, Ranger Doug. You know, ever since Riders Radio Theater has hit the airwaves, I have felt so much like FDR.
What?
You know how FDR used to come on the radio back in the 30s with those wonderful fireside chats and give everybody comfort and advice in those troubled times? And that's kind of what I think I'm doing now. I know I don't have much experience in radio, but neither did he. And we're kind of like in so many ways. We're really the same kind of thing.
Slim, I knew FDR. I worked with him. I think I can safely say that you're no FDR.
That was uncalled for.
Well, you brought it up. Now to continue.
Sorry, I did.
To continue, over to my right, that's your left, just past the glowing green dot at the center of your radio dial, stands His Royal Majesty, Woody Paul, the King of the Cowboy.
Oh, thank you, friend. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Well, keep your seats. Please, please. Please, please keep your seats, especially you out there in radio land. Thank you, friends. Thank you so very much. God bless each and every one of you. I love you so much. But right now, I'd like to direct your attention to the center of our trio, the center of your radio. There stands a man who wears a big hat and an even bigger smile, the idol of American youth, Ranger Doug.
Thank you, Saddle Pal. Let's saddle him up, because we're bound to hit the trail.
Saddle up my pony, fill the old canteen, roll the blanket, pack the bags with jerky, grits, and beans. Say goodbye to the fellas, save away my mail, kiss my darling Susie, I'm bound to hit the trail. For a cowboy has to ride the range, and yodelady, yodelady, ooh, listen to those doggies low and low, low. How I long to dream near a campfire's gleam and listen to the coyotes wail. I guess I'm just a cowboy and I'm bound to hit the trail.
Now way out there on the prairie is where I long to be. So give me my rope and my 44 and I'll ride fancy free. Just to see that pale moon rising on the rim of the canyon's veil. I hear that lobo howling, and I'm bound to hit the trail.
For a cowboy has to ride the range, and yodel lady, ooh. Listen to those doggies lowing, low, low. How I long to dream near a campfire's gleam and listen to the coyotes wail. I guess I'm just a cowboy and I'm bound to hit the trail. To ride the range and yodel lady, ooh. Listen to those doggies lowing, low, low. How I long to dream near a campfire's gleam and listen to the coyotes wail. I guess I'm just a cowboy and I'm bound to hit the trail. I guess I'm just a cowboy and I'm bound to hit the trail. Yodel lady, yodel lady, yodel lady, yodel lady, yodel lady, yodel lady, ooh.
I just mentioned, boys, that's one of my own numbers there. Thank you, friends. Thank you so very, very much. God bless each and every one of you so much for being here, and each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. We love you so very, very much. And it's so wonderful to have this great radio show and
wait
be able to be
Woody,
here.
Woody, hold it right there, Woody.
Beam out across the...
Wait a minute.
Stop.
Sounds like State Fair burnout here.
What in the world is with this slimy Mr. Sincere business? These folks will never believe that stuff. This is public radio.
What do you mean slimy's Mr. Sincere business, Ranger Doug? That's what all the big-name superstar recording artists say. You know, we open for them all the time at the big state fairs and big convention centers all around our country. That's what they say.
God bless you, friends. We love you so very much. We're such a beautiful, beautiful crowd. We're having a big time at the fair. So great to be here and be able to give back just a little bit of what you've given to us all down through the years.
Thank you, Woody, for that moving testimonial. We know a few of them say stuff like that, but so what? What's it mean to us?
Well, heck, Ranger Doug, I figure if we ever want to, you know, have the big hit records on commercial radio and play the big venues across the country instead of down the basement theaters down in the, you know, you know, where you have to climb all those steps to get down, make the big money, you know, we're gonna have to say the same things that the big name superstar recording artists say.
God bless
we
you,
love
friends.
Each
we
and every one of you. God bless each and every one of you.
You're a beautiful,
beautiful crowd here tonight.
I love you so much.
Having a big time at the fair. Have another corn dog. Beautiful crowd.
I love each of you individually, too. It ain't like you're a big blob to me. Except up there.
Yeah. Riders Radio Theater returns right after this sensational message from Mammoth Radio Records. Here's El Philo, Larry Mammoth.
Friends, have you ever wondered what we do with those pregnant pauses where we miss cues or are slow on the uptake here on Riders Radio Theater? Well, what we've done is nothing short of a revolution in the recording industry. We've collected over 45 minutes of compelling awkward silences and put them in one fabulous package. Dead Air, the best of Riders Radio Theater. Yes, Dead Air is the most innovative album of the 1980s, on the cutting edge of tomorrow's fashion and entertainment revolution. Included in this compendium of calm are such great hits as... And... Who were you with the first time you heard? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Listen to these satisfied users.
Wow, this is like the ultimate new age album, okay?
Writes a mellow listener in San Jose. I've never had an album so delightfully unobtrusive. Notes a satisfied sophisticate in Connecticut.
Wow, man, the sound of silence is...
Commented a now totally stress-free customer in Nebraska. Yes, this remarkable new album can be yours for only $9.99. That's $9.99, only $9.99. And if you act now, we'll also include absolutely free, at no extra cost, Dead Air the video. Slip this cassette in your VCR and let your imagination run wild. No complicated plots here. No hard-to-understand characters. No wordy monologues. No, simply 90 minutes of Dead Air, you'll be delighted to welcome into your home. Can you relate? Order yours today, and here's how.
To get your personal copy of the revolutionary Dead Air album and the free video, act right now. Call 1-900-DEAD-AIR. That's 1-900-DEAD-AIR. And this is not a toll-free call. And now, Dr. Rogers, Radio Theater. Here's the idol of American youth, Ranger Doug.
Thank you, Texas Mix Bender, the voice that sold a million baby chicks. Well, Saddle Pals, speaking of Dead Air, we have a special guest we'd like to introduce to you at this time, but before he comes out on radio, I think I'd better set the stage, so to speak, for our radio listeners. He's a veteran of over 1,700 motion picture appearances. All of them were, all but a handful of them were B-Westerns.
Yeah.
However, even if you're a devoted fan of this genre, you probably won't recognize him. To be perfectly frank, he's definitely seen his better days. His body, for the most part, is just a memory. As a matter of fact, the only part of his body that isn't a memory is his skull.
Don't rub it in, Ranger Doug.
Nevertheless, after a 37-year retirement in the burning desert sands at Death Valley, he's making a comeback bid here on Riders Radio Theater.
Yeah.
He was known to his legion of fans as the fourth or fifth smartest horse in the movies. A big Riders Radio Theater for Two Jaws!
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. A big Riders Radio Theater welcome is what
yes,
I meant to say.
Yes, I knew that was implied.
You knew that, yeah.
I wish I could talk like him.
Right.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Great to be here. Great to be anywhere at this point in my career.
Nevertheless, this is something of a comeback for you, isn't it?
Yeah, something of a comeback. I got burned out puttering around the condo there in Death Valley. I thought, wouldn't it be great to get back out on the trail and actually press the flesh? Just like back in my heyday. My heyday.
Well, apparently you won't be coming back as a comedian this time.
No. It's tough to come back and die again on public radio. Although there aren't so many flies this time. Let's get everybody to do that. On the count of three, everybody go, One, two, three.
Sounds like the wind's over Death Valley to me.
And, I like that.
And speaking of Death Valley, you have kind of an unusual retirement situation there, don't you?
Yeah, I like to think so. I live with Mr. Ed and Francis the Talking Mule.
Well, how's he?
Still a jackass. Arnold the Pig from Green Acres?
No.
Terrific. Really bright guy. People don't know that about Arnold, but they think he's just a pig, you know, but he's a...
Fury.
Real bright. Fury and Flicka, yeah, there's half a dozen lassies.
Really?
They have a little dorm thing that they live in.
Well, the most famous one that isn't there, of course, is Trigger. And
yeah.
We saw Trigger up in Victorville at the Roy Rogers Museum, and he
really?
Looks fabulous. He's a little stiff, but he doesn't look a day over 10. And you, frankly, have let yourself go.
Yeah, well... Trigger got into long-term municipal bonds, and he had plenty left over for taxidermy once the curtain came down. Me, I blew my wad on the fillies. And you can see what it got me. A little duct tape and a coat hanger. Sound familiar, Ranger Doug?
Hey! Let's not get personal here.
I'm glad you brought Trigger up, though. You know, Trigger and I were best buddies, and I think we occupy the same place in America's hearts.
What?
Yeah, I think we were both great stars, and people think of us when they think of the golden days of the West, and it's wonderful to be grouped with Trigger whenever people talk about the great horses of the past.
Two Jaws, I helped train Trigger. I rode Trigger. And I can tell you, you're no Trigger.
Was uncalled for, Ranger Doug.
You brought it up, Two Jaws.
I did it. I'm sorry I did. So long, folks.
Two Jaws, holding the smartest horse in the league. Two Jaws takes the tumble. Two Jaws will be back with us on succeeding programs, but right now, we hope. If we can keep it together that long. It's time now for Too Slim to lead us in the Tex Ritter classic Jingle, Jangle, Jingle.
One, two. Yippee-yay, there'll be no wedding bells for today. I've got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle. as I go riding merrily along. And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single? And that song ain't so very far from wrong. Oh, Lily Bell,
Lily Bell,
Lily Bell,
Lily Bell.
Though I may have done some fooling, this is why I never fell. I've got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle as I go riding merrily along. And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single? And that song ain't so very far from wrong. Oh, Marianne,
Marianne,
Marianne, though we've done some moonlight walking, this is why I up and ran. I've got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle as I go riding merrily along. And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single? And that song ain't so very far from wrong. It ain't so wrong. Oh, Emmy Lou,
Emmy Lou,
Emmy Lou,
Emmy Lou.
Though we've done a heap of dreaming, this is why they won't come true. I've got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle,
that jingle,
as I go riding merrily along. And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single? And that song ain't so very far from wrong. And that song ain't so very far from wrong. Yippee-ay,
yippee-ay. There'll be no wedding bells for today.
And now, Writers Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 5 of the exciting melodrama, Meltdown on the Mesa. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, in a single day, riders in the sky have lost everything. Their entire herd was killed in a mysterious stampede. Then their luxurious fleece-lined bunkhouse was destroyed in a fire of unknown origin. Still reeling from this, they were caught in a landslide and trapped in a small, cramped cavern under tons of rock and boulder. Unbeknownst to our intrepid trio and their faithful sidekick, Side Meat, all of their misfortune is the work of the vile villain Slocum and his aide-de-crime, Charlie.
Not a bad day's work, Charlie.
Right, boss. A bad day.
Seeking egress from their subterranean prison, the rider stumbled upon an ancient Spanish coffee pot. When Side Meat attempted to clean it up...
Whoa. Greetings. I am the genie of the coffee pot. For a limited time, 1 minute only, I can make you this truly amazing offer. I will grant you each a wish, but you must hurry.
Too slim, and of course Ranger Doug made good use of their wishes and escaped to beautiful surroundings far from danger. Side Meat wished for a Popeil pocket fisherman.
No, and it's a beauty. No.
And with time running out, Woody Paul.
Gosh, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to wish for. I wish Slim and Ranger Doug were here to help me make up my mind.
Granted.
Woody!
As a result of poor wishful thinking on the part of Woody Paul, not only were the riders re-trapped, but...
Have you noticed? There is no way out of here.
Trapped with them was a 7-foot-tall genie who constantly quotes Cahil Gibran.
Yes, it is true that we are trapped. But as the prophet has once said, is this then the bottom line?
Wait a minute, Texas Fix. Do we have to be trapped in here with Mr. Clean?
Not only that, too slim, but you're running out of air.
Do something, Ranger Doug. Ranger Doug. Oh, no. Is this the end of Riders in the Sky?
Time to find out, Too Slim and Woody, as we present episode 5 of Meltdown on the Mesa. This week, Slocum gloats.
Ranger Doug, talk to us.
Ranger Doug, are you okay?
Quiet, boys, quiet down. You're wasting air, and I'm going to need it.
You're going to need it? What are you... You're going to do the
big number one yodel?
No need to go all the way, boys. Number 6 should do it. Stand back.
Munch, you better pull that turban down over your ears, genie.
Oh, my.
Here he goes.
rocks. They're beginning to vibrate. Oh, wow. Gee.
As Ranger Doug performs his heroic yodel number 6, two far too familiar figures finally reach their destination.
Ah, we're here at last. Now I'm going to really gloat over those crushed cowboys. But why is the ground vibrating? What's that unearthly noise?
I don't know, Moss. Perhaps the rocks are settling.
Yeah. Hey, quick, Charlie. Let's get up on that tall boulder there.
Right, Slocum.
As the number 6 yodel reaches its zenith, tons of rock and boulder imploded and disintegrated into a fine, harmless dust. From the bowels of the sandstone, 4 weary cowpokes and 1 bewildered genie emerge into the light of day.
Wow, nice piece of yodeling, Ranger Doug.
Thanks, Woody. It's that kind of yodeling that's made me the idol of American youth. Free at last.
Oh, that was a close call. But thanks to Ranger Doug's yodeling, we're out of danger.
But are you too, Slim? High above, on a huge boulder, evil lurks.
Oh, no. Did they all get out? Count them off, Charlie.
Right. 1, 2. What comes after 2, Slocum?
I'll count them. 1, 2, 3, and there's the geezer. Wait a minute. Who's the guy with last week's laundry on his head?
It's a genie, boss. Genie comes from the Arabic word jinn, which
Shut up, Charlie. Charlie, how many bullets you got left?
Just a second here. 1, 2.
Let me put it a different way, Charlie. How many empty chambers do you have in your pistol?
None, Slocum.
And how many bullets does it hold?
50. I stole it from Gene Autry.
Yeah. That's plenty. Good work, Charlie. Now shoot him.
Okay, boss. Hey, Slocum.
What?
I don't like this. I never shot a guy from the front before.
I like that in a man, Charlie. Wait a few minutes and see if they turn around.
Right.
Meanwhile, down below, the riders get some parting advice from the genie of the coffee pot.
Well, I must be on my way now, but before I go, since you have any sense, freed me again, I should like to grant you some wishes.
Great. Right, yeah.
But I am out of wishes to grant.
Oh.
Still, I have some powers left, and I have some advice. If I were you, I would put one of Side Meat's biscuits in my left shirt pocket. No. With Charlie's aim, better make that my right rear pocket.
Well, why on earth would we want to do that? What if we were to forget and sit down on them? Don't you know those things are...
The hardest substance known to man.
Precisely.
Gosh, what do you think, Ranger Doug?
I suspect we'd better do as he says, boys. Give us all a biscuit, Side Meat.
Okay, here you go, boys.
Put them in your pockets. Now, I must be going. Let's see. Barbara Eden's house is 3rd on the left. No, back this way.
Okay, we'll have to turn around and say goodbye to him.
So long, Genie.
So long.
We hope our trails cross again.
Maybe so. Perhaps my people will be in touch with your people. Masalam. Have a nice day.
Gosh, I wonder who his people are.
Hey, he's gone.
Yeah. I wonder how long we'll have to keep these biscuits in our pockets.
Not long, Woody Paul.
Okay, Charlie. Now, while their backs are still turned.
Right, Slocum.
Oh! Right, Sam! Oh! They got me, too!
Nice piece of shooting, Charlie.
Thanks, Slocum. You want we should go down and bury him now?
Nah. Let's leave a little... smorgasbord for the buzzards. Come on, let's get back to the hideout. I got an important phone call to make.
Right, boss. Smorgasbord.
A cold wind swirls and plucks at 4 still figures neath a sinking western sun. In the distance, a hungry coyote howls. Overhead, a flock of buzzards circle eagerly in the sky, their wings softly flapping. Down below, a sidewinder slithers through the rubble towards the still warm bodies. Has Slocum's pernicious plan come to pass? How long will the riders have to keep a biscuit in their hip pockets? Tune in next week for episode 6 of Meltdown on the Mesa, when you'll hear Slocum say...
Finally, the end of Riders in the Sky. Gloat.
And Charlie say...
Boss, can I gloat too?
Sure.
Gloat.
Is this the end of Riders in the Sky? Don't miss next week's exciting episode of Meltdown on the Mesa at this theater of the mind. You're listening to Riders Radio Theater. And here once again are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, Texas Bix. I think if we hurry, we have just enough time to do our Classic of the West. And we'd like to send this classic, one of our own tunes, out to, well, little Mike Mahaney, who listens to Riders Radio Theater over KCSN in Northridge, California.
Lonely Yukon stars gleaming high in the sky, scattered careless and loving by an artist on high. To their silent song the Cyan wind adds its part, a song that can only be heard by the heart. Northern lights that hang pale curtains of fire, lead me to the one waiting warm by the fiery lightly goes the moon on its melancholy way, guiding me homeward as night becomes day.
We'd love to stay with you all evening or afternoon if we could, but it's time for us to saddle up our saddlebags and move on down the trail. So speaking for two, Slim,
speak
and...
Speak for me, Ranger
speak
Doug.
Speak for me too, Ranger Doug.
Speaking for Woody Paul, this
speak
is Ranger
me,
Doug.
Speak for me, Ranger Doug.
Speak for yourself, side meat. This is Ranger Doug, idol of American youth, saying till we meet again from all of us to all of you.
So long, saddle pals, it's been so good to see you. Farewell, saddle pals, we really hate to leave you. Though he's alone, round up time is nigh, a prairie moon is calling.
For more information on Riders in the Sky, the fabulous Two Slims Mercantile, or Riders in the Sky International Fan Club, write to Riders Radio Theater, Post Office Box 277, Whites Creek, Tennessee, 37189. This has been a Mammoth Radio Pictures production in association with WPLN Productions in Nashville, Tennessee. Riders Radio Theater was conceived, written, produced, and directed by Riders in the Sky, along with yours truly, Texas Mix Bender. Our flight commander is David Skeller. The production foreman is Bert Salmon. Our sound effects wrangler is Big Zeno Klinker. For WPLN Productions, executive producer Brenda Loftus. Recording engineers Carl Peterson and Tom Knox. Recording assistant Henry Fennell. Producer Judy Liff and station manager Alvin Bolt. This is Texas Bix Bender saying that our T-Pack crew is Tom Baker, Sod Buster, and Scott Leathers. Riders Radio Theater is produced in front of a sold-out crowd at the Tennessee Performing Arts Center in Nashville, Tennessee. And return to this promotional announcement. We'll see you next week at this Theater of the Mind. Go long, Santa Pals.